In the news, for months we've been reporting on the fight to get a new treatment for advanced pancreatic cancer approved in Ontario. The approval for the drug cocktail FOLFIRINOX finally came through last night, just in time for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month and a special fundraiser at the Gardner Museum to mark the occasion. The new AM 740's David Bale has the story.
This is a very, very special night. It's even more special than I thought at the outset.
That's our own Libby Znaimer, Vice President of News and Information at Zoomer Radio. She's also a survivor of pancreatic cancer and spokesperson for Pancreatic Cancer Canada.
I was coming over in the taxi and I got word that FOLFIRINOX has been approved as of Monday, November the 7th.
It improves the length of life by about 80%, which is a significant improvement.
That's Dr. Malcolm Moore. He and Dr. Stephen Gallinger are cancer researchers for the University Health Network, and they were handed a check for $200,000 raised by Pancreatic Cancer Canada.
In December, we're starting a program where every pancreatic cancer patient is going to have a genetic analysis, and from that, we're going to select the best treatment for that person.
Dr. Gallinger will spend his share on developing new MRI technology for early detection.
We have to have a tool that'll pick it up, so we have a lot of work to do still.
Betty Aldridge, president of Pancreatic Cancer Canada, has work to do too. Pancreatic is the deadliest cancer, but according to a new Ipsos Reid poll, only 4 in 10 Canadians know much about it.
We're the least funded, and they say it has a lot to do because we, again, that same catch-22, there are no survivors.
From the Gardner Museum, I'm David Bale for the new AM 740.